The rainy season seems to be over, but it's scorching hot. I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome, y'all, to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Wednesday, August 12th, 2026, and we just heard Hot by Le Sserafim. Now, if the heat completely wipes you out, like it does me, draining you of all your energy, your brain ain't working, what kind of foods do you guys look for then? Now, while a lot of people might think of Samgyetang as a quintessential summer boyangshik or energy booster, there's a lot more to work up your summer appetite than a hearty bowl of chicken soup with ginseng, y'all. For example, there's eel, the classic summer stamina food that's packed with protein, vitamin A, and heart-healthy omega-3s. If you're worried about calories, just go for the grilled version instead of the sweet glazed one. Not an eel fan? Where we got duck as well, which is another option. It's loaded with protein and iron to help fight fatigue. But as with eel, if you're counting calories, just don't go for the overboard, you know, sweetness or the sauces for this, you know, and keep it, you know, at a good amount. Maintain a good amount because it's pretty rich. Now, if you're craving something cool, like I always do, we got konguksu or cold noodles and a creamy soy milk broth. You know what I'm saying? It's another summer favorite too with Koreans, along with naengmyeon. Not all Koreans though. My manager actually hates it. I don't know why. She's a little weird. And of course, they add cucumber, tomatoes, and a boiled egg, and you've got a refreshing, balanced meal. Now, looking for something a little more luxurious? Ooh, you rich people. Abalone is low in fat, but high in protein and minerals that may help reduce fatigue and support your immune system. So if you got the cash, go for that. And don't forget dessert. Watermelon is more than 90% water, making it perfect for staying hydrated. Pair it with some Greek yogurt or a handful of nuts to help avoid a sugar crash. I also saw recently you put some tahini on there, a little bit of, you know, honey or agave, and it could be a good dessert as well. So this summer, skip the energy drinks and ice cream and recharge the delicious way. And we have a great song for you right now by Chun Zo Mi called Watermelon. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. Time for you to take a break. Go to a convenience store. Maybe you already have a cold beverage ready for you in the fridge. Or maybe you're that weirdo with this hot heat and want that hot drink. I'm not going to judge you, but that's a little strange. Either way, drink it, sip it, and enjoy the news and info we have for you. Now, speaking of foods for summer, well, what about summery drinks? Exactly. You need a drink to go with the food. Now, maybe an ice cold Americano is your preferred drink of choice, but what about some refreshing summer teas to cool you down and even help you to lose a few extra kilos this summer? You know what I'm saying? If you're planning on going to the beach. Now, if you automatically reach for coffee after meals or during office breaks, experts say swapping just one sugary coffee for unsweetened tea can save you hundreds of calories over time. Or just go for, you know, an Americano with no sugar in it. Especially if you have something heavy for lunch, like jjajangmyeon or gukbap, or what I had for dinner the other night. I had Chinese bokkeumbap with a side of tangjuk and kampunggi by myself. Ugh, I know I feel bloated. Anyways, go for that refreshing oolong tea, the iced one. It may help with fat metabolism, and its clean taste can even curb those post-lunch dessert cravings. Need help surviving that 2 p.m. energy slump? Reach for green tea. It has just enough caffeine to boost focus, plus antioxidants that may help burn fat. Now, feeling bloated after eating out? Peppermint tea can help settle your stomach. Want something refreshing instead of soda? Hibiscus tea is naturally tart and perfect over ice, so just skip the sugar, y'all. And if stress has you reaching for a sweet drink, lemon balm tea might help you relax without the caffeine. All right, so now you know the correct answer to our question for today. It's tea. All right. Now, while you're sipping that tea, we got two great songs, Baby Monster with Sugar Honey Iced Tea, and then Hearts to Hearts with Lemon Tang. ¶¶ requests, and responses. Y'all know what that means. Pretty simple. You request it. We're going to respond by playing your music because all the songs that have been stuck in your head, you want to get out. You want to share with the world. So we're going to do that for you. And the one lucky winner that I choose today is going to get a prize. And the winner will be announced right before the close of our show. And you can always check back to see if you won or not on what? Our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr. And the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. And we keep a close track for all your requests on multiple places. We got message boards, we got the Gram, the KBS World Radio, English Service page on the Book of Faces. So get involved. If you don't, we're going to be very hurt and we don't like you anymore. Anyways, we got one from the first person, which is Sehem from our message board. Hello, DJ Brian and team. I'm going to request Number One Girl by Rosé. It's been playing in my head as it's very calm and soothing. I love Rosé's voice. I want to repeat it again and again. The lyrics are so touching. All right. I actually don't know the song. All right. So don't hate me, y'all. Okay, I'm saying. But guess what? I'm going to check it out right now. This is Rosé from Blackpink with Number One Girl. All right, that was Rosé with Number One Girl. It is very soothing, you know. I prefer these kind of songs more than wild songs on a hot day. As you probably watched on my Tube channel, my playlist is mostly slow songs. Anyways, moving on right now. We have one from Era from the Book of Faces. Hi, DJ Brian. Can I request Gold for or Gold or Imaginary Friend by ITZY? Thank you. All right. Well, out of those two songs, I'm going to choose because Koreans love this because it's going up in price like crazy. It is a good investment. We're going to choose Gold to play for you today. All righty. And then moving on, we have one from @cloud.sir. Hello, DJ Brian and KPC family. I'd like to request a song. It's from the soundtrack of Reply 1997. It's All For You by Seo In-guk featuring Jung Eun-ji. Thank you. All right. Surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, you guys probably figured out, I never watched Reply 1997, so I know nothing about it. The only Korean drama I've ever seen this year was Teach You a Lesson or Chamgyoyuk on the N streaming site. And I watched it in 2 days. I was in the hospital. I was sick that time. So enjoyed it very much. But for now, two songs coming your way. ITZY, Gold, Seo In-guk, and Jung Eun-ji with All For You. All right. That was Seo In-guk and Jung Eun-ji with All For You. I'm going to continue with your requests right now. Next one is from @walkwithbooks. Hey, DJ Brian and KPC family. Have you guys watched Brian's YouTube channel, The Brian? Three Brians in the K-pop world gathered together and made a super fun episode. Speaking of fun episodes, you should check out the Fly to the Sky episode on the channel as well. It's got all the great vibes. So many 20-something-year-olds who became new fans of Fly to the Sky left lovely comments. If you haven't seen it, check it out. 좋은 건 같이 봐야지. I bet you're going to enjoy it. Speaking of Brian's, Young K, Brian Kang, is going to release a new album, which already came out. So I'm hoping you'll play Shut the Door. Now I'm imagining, because you said, you know, you talked about Young K's album. You sent this a while ago. We just caught it late. And the album dropped actually on July 27th, y'all. Okay. And from what I know, because Young K messaged me a few weeks back to ask me if I'm going to go to his show. So I think I'll be going on Friday night, this 14th. So this week, I should be going. He asked me to go. He goes, do you want to come to my concert, Hyung? I said, okay. Can I go on the 14th? He hasn't responded to that. All right. And you know one of my biggest pet peeves? Don't message me, because I message right back and not message me back right after. That makes no sense to me. Young K, 빨리 연락 줘! Anyways, we have our last response for this week. Song Che Won. Hello, DJ Brian. I would like to request a song. It's by Sumail and features Dalji and it's called Smile. Thank you. Okay. Well, that's our job here is to play the songs you guys want to hear. And these are the last two songs wrapping up our segment, which means you still have to wait to find out who the winner is. We got Young K with Shut the Door and Sumail featuring Dalji with Smile. All right, that was Sumile featuring Taiji with Smile. And you guys know what time it is. It's time to announce today's winner for all requests and responses. And today's winner is at cloud.c. Congratulations! If that is you and you're tuning in right now, please let us know your physical mailing address by email. kpop@kbs.co.kr with the gram handle, your name, your message board ID, and whatever, which way you got in contact with us with so we can find you, including the date that you've won. It makes it that much easier. And you guys know while you're there, there's something y'all need to do. You got to go to our annual Overseas Listener Satisfaction Survey. It's there, up and running. Click on the banner at the top. We'd really appreciate it if you take a few moments to, you know, participate. Give us some feedback or don't. You don't have to. We're going to force you, but we want you to. And the survey comes to an end on September 11th. And while you're there, you know the question where they ask you, what's your favorite program? I'm not going to even tell you what to say. You better know it. But now we have two great songs. We got Kiki with Candy Pink Magical Flip Phone. Na, otoke. And then we have Artemis with Born Stunner. All right, y'all, that is all the time that we have for y'all today. And taking us out, we got two great songs. First up, we have JYP versus SM, actually. Not a first up. Because first up, we have JYP, Mr. Park Jin Young with Wet. And then we have SM's Rise with Do Your Dance. Now, our producer is Chae Dong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.